Okay. Any question?
No.
So everybody knows what are we talking about. I hope everybody remembers the promise you promised yourself somehow to read the first paragraph again and again and again and think about it carefully. First, what is he talking about? Second, how he is saying it? Third, what is the difference between this and the rest of the book that we read? There is a difference. Whether always was this or that, this or that, here he started a very special paragraph to explain what? You should know. He explained how the book 6 will work, how all these stuff that I'm going to say all together means, what it means. He started that. First of all, it started with the thirst, because if you, Isamuddin, you didn't ask for it, it wouldn't come out. But let me remind you that you should be capable, in a good condition, then your thirst will do that. Because the secret I'm talking about is secret, you know why? Because it doesn't work with everyone. It's not like that. It's special for the special people. So you should try to be that special people. Me? I'm doing my special part. I don't know what you get or what. This is something that boils here and comes out. I pray for you to really get it, because I should not worry about the carelessness of you. No prophet does. Because if the prophet thinks about the blah, 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 blah of non-believers, he could do nothing at all. So remember that I'm trying my best. You should try your best. And the best will happen, hopefully. But before starting, let me remind you, forget about this or that, black or white. There is no such stuff. It doesn't exist. Oh yes, your brain will make it, but show me. Everything is a mixture. There is no, we talked about it, I don't know if you remember or not, he said, there is no absolute good or absolute bad. It's always relative. Here he said it's a mixture. So, what are you supposed to do? You could add to one part of this mixture. Proportionally you could do something. Don't think about the absolute, because whatever you do is relative. You do it in a position, in a special situation, and it depends. Oh, pity that I cannot explain it well, but I could point always to the direction that you should go. Do you remember we talked about that little stuff you have the information that Labbook One, the first fellow, said, yes, you have a little bit of information, carry it to the Caliph. Then he will show you the river and the ocean and everything. Yes, you have a little bit knowledge, but you should bring it out, because when you connect that one to the water, it will be the water. Let me make it simple. The existence is a war between little particles up to the ideas and all of that. It's a war, but there is a but here. Everything is made by this mixture. Everything is a mixture, especially when I'm talking about the people. People are different, and that's the advantage, because we could mix. Friendship, connecting, coming together, these are the stuff that will help. But remember, we have to first correct our ideas. The main idea you should correct is to think about colorlessness, which is base of the color. Think about that. And when you're reading this book, please, please, repeatedly, think about the meaning that I'm trying to give to you, not the wording and language and all of that. The main thing which we should remember, which is one of the last points that we could think about, that everything is working around and somehow is connected to the Creator. All the createes are related somehow to Creator. Right? Ha ha. There is another kind of connection, which is our connection with the Creator, which is different. What is the difference? He said, here I stop explaining. This is a feeling that you should somehow get it. How? The first is the smell. You smell it from the far away. Then your ears will be taken and grabbed and provoked and all that stuff. All of this, why? Because this working system is doing some magical stuff. Think about the snow. If the sun will not melt the snow, you don't have the water. The sun will melt the snow will become the river runs down, and again, this circulation of the water. We are just like that. We change. And everything, the base is here. At the beginning, we thought that more information you have, better it is. Here, our example about information is the water, right? Knowledge is the water. Said, okay, how is the water? He said, ha ha ha. So many different waters I know that they will ruin everything. Don't think about more. more is better. That is silly stuff. Is more better? Not necessarily. Is it? Yeah, you want to say yes, more is always better. How about more pain? More is not better. A little bit of pain is good because it will awaken you and you pay attention to the machine. Optimum. There is this stuff that we understand, not the animals. The animals, they go for more because they don't know the counting and all of that stuff. But we should be different. So please be different. Let me explain it like this. Look at me. What do you see? The brain is working perfect. But my heart is ruined. I don't have a heart. In talking about this existence, I'm very good in giving up something, putting aside some bad stuff, correcting myself, then I'm silly. I'm not concentrated. He explains all of these difficulties that we have with ourselves, and at the end we'll say all of these are what the problem is here. Means what? Means there's something wrong here? No. Something is missing. Something is incorrect. Because all this could change. All the bad stuff of the human being is changeable. Think about that changeability. Think about what? What do you should you think about? Read the last verse once more. When the spirit sets its face towards the divine or beloved, it lays down its baggage into the life without end. Means what? Let's go back, beginning of book two. We talked about this falcon. This is a special bird because this is one special way of thinking, one special thought, which is different with all other thinkings. What is the difference? All the birdies, they hunt for themselves. This one? This one even doesn't like to look at everything. He has a good, but it rests. Whenever a king wishes, will open his eyes and say, go and take that. Then what? Then this doesn't go and hunt. It goes and it hunts, it does everything, but it's listening. Because if the drums, they come back, even if his hand is touching the stuff, will let go. Because it's hunting just for the king. What does that mean? Mean that you have some thinking which is only looking forward for knowledge for your spirit, your soul. Hunting for your soul. This is the last verse. Today we begin the second paragraph. So please, read the first paragraph again and again and again, because it explains a lot of good details.